Blog Talk Radio.
And I was watching it.
I should not have been, but I was. And this guy, he was saying that black people were in Israel, and that made me stop and watch it, because all I've ever known was white folks being over there. But it's true. Black folks were there first. And United States, back in 1947 and 48, they decided those people had been sold. The people that were there were us, black folks. And, you know, we didn't know. I didn't know anything better. But by this man saying that there were black folks there, and now you want to replace them with white people, you are wrong. And they were wrong. I wonder if anyone can find that tape of PBS that was probably in 1968 or 67, that had this man saying he was an Iranian. I remember that, saying that the people that were there first were black people, and you want to replace them with white people. He was just telling us the truth. I did not know that then, but now I've gotten a little older and have tried to go to school to learn something, but I didn't have money enough or sense enough to know whatever thing that I need to know. But this white man, I forget his name. I have written it down someplace. I forget his name, saying that black folks were there, and now you want to replace them with white people. I didn't know what he was talking about, but it has been my long search to find out what he was talking about. He was talking about us. We were the Hebrews in that land, and many of our people have said so. But what is it that those people don't understand? They are saying that land is theirs. Well, if that's what they want, they can have it. Wherever God places me will be all right with me. I will love. I know that my Father in heaven spoke to me and told me to feed his sheep. And I'm wondering, why would our Father speak to me, a black woman, telling me to feed his sheep? I'm thinking he should have said that to a white girl, but he didn't. He said it to me. And once I finally decided to comply, I admit that I'm serving my Father in heaven. And the devil had the nerve one night to try to tell me something. I said, well, who are you? And he said, Lucifer. And I stopped him right there. Get away from me. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Never. I have chosen God, my Father in heaven, and I don't know everything. I'm trying to learn some things. In this lesson today that I will be reading is in, let me see, I am in Chronicles 3 and chapter 5, where I left off last time. And I want you to know that there are many names in this book that I do not know, yet I will try to pronounce the names of what's written in the book, the Bible. I don't know how to pronounce those names. I will try to pronounce those names, and I know that I will feel sad because I don't know how to pronounce those names. I wish I did. Well, so let me just say this to you. See, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Tuesday, everybody. The Bible tells you that to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy, and you will find the Ten Commandments in two chapters of the book of the Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, you'll find the Ten Commandments. Now, there are more than just those Ten Commandments, but our Father wants you to know those ten specifically because he left those words for you. And you try to follow those words the best that you can. I want you to know that Sabbath day observance starts on a Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. And I ask that you sheep have your three P's ready and handy. And he said, you may say, what are the three P's? They are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down any words that I may say to you. And you can go and look it up. Although, you may choose to have what is called a notebook or a pad. Technological devices young folks have these days. I don't know all those things that they have. And sometimes when I try to find out, the young folks in my family, they may know the Bible, but they want to do everything that is told to them to do, that the white man has told them. And I would not say that I'm fooled enough to believe the Bible, but I do. I believe everything that my father told his prophets to write in the Bible. And not only that, I'm learning that some of the people, let me tell you exactly what I have learned and tell it correctly. I have learned that the Catholic Church and many of they have hidden 50 miles of records in their basement. Over in the Seven Hills, that's like in I forget the name right now. I can't call it out. Of Italy, whatever that is, look it up in your Bibles. You can find out. Now, another thing that I want to say to you, go out and vote. That's what I have done. I sent my ballot in. I turned it in the election office back on October the 7th. So I voted then. And the lady there said I had done it correctly. I voted straight. I'm going to tell you all, and maybe I should not, but I voted Democratic, straight Democratic. So I should have voted for all Democrats running for election. And the other thing I want to mention, I have already mentioned to you today, is about that Abraham Accord. That is white men standing up talking about that. And they should not, because the people, Abraham and those people were dark skinned or black people. Like the man said that I was watching PBS back in the 1960s. He was telling the truth. And see, those people over there, they wanted to be us. But I am telling you that they are not. And, you know, they have the power to take me off the radio. But they should not. I'm telling you the truth. And I ask my Father in heaven to take them off the land wherever they're supposed to be. Make them go back, no matter what. And then the fires here in America is going on, and tornadoes in the south part. There is a lot of stuff going on. I don't know everything that's going on, but let me try to read to you out of 1 Chronicles chapter 3 and verse 5, where I left the last time. Hopefully, I am going to make mistakes in reading this to you, because I don't know all the words that are written in here in this book. So turn to 1 Chronicles. That's the Old Testament. We are in chapter 3, verse 5. That's where I'm going to pick up. Chronicles is spelled Chronicles. Got that? See? Excuse me. I have started. Gotcha. And when one comes, another. One comes and another. One comes. And I will try to read this to you while I am belting. Chapter 3, verse 5. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem. Well, who is him? The him that they are talking about. They are talking about David, the sons of David. And these were born unto him while he was in Jerusalem. Shimea, that's spelled Shimea, and Shobad, Shobad, and Nathan, and Simon, so far. Excuse me, something is buzzing me. Lisa? Oh, Jesus. Lisa? Lisa? Thank you so much. I disconnected myself. I didn't mean to, but nonetheless, this is a new phone for me. I'm trying to learn how it works. Let me start over chapter 3 again in verse 5. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimea and Shobab, Shobad, and Nathan and Solomon, 4 of Bathsheba, the daughters of Amiel, Amiel, Harbar, Ibhar, also, and Ishma, Elishama, and Epilet, Elphelet, and Nograph, that's spelled Nograh, and Nephed, and Sopa, Japhia, and Elishama, and Ada, and Elhebet, 9, that's spelled Elipheleth, 9. These were the sons of David, were the sons of the concubine, and Tamar, their sister. And Solomon's sons were Rehoboam, Abed, spelled A-B-I-A, his son, and Asa, A-S-A, his son, Jehoshaphat, his son, spelled J-E-H-O-S-H-A-P. Let me spell that for you again. J-E-P. Again, J-E-H-O-S-H-A-P-H-A-T. His son, Joram, J-O-R-A-M, his son, Asa, A-H-A-Z-I-A-H, his son, Joash, J-O-A-S-H, his son, Amisha, A M A Z I A H, his son, Azera, his son, and Jonathan, his son. Let me spell that those names for you. A Z A R I A H and J O T H A M, his sons. Ahaza, his son, had Hezekiah, his son, Manasseh, his son, Amon, his son, Josiah, his son. And these sons of Josiah were the firstborn, J-O-H-A-N, A-N, and the second, Joachim, excuse me, spirit, Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom, and the sons of Jehoiakim, J-O-C-O-N-I-A-H, his son, Zedekiah, his son, and the sons of Jehoiakim, J-E-C-O-N-I-A-H, Asher, A-S-S-I-R. Hold on a moment. My phone is acting up. What's going on? And the sons of Zedekiah, Asher, A-S-S-I-R, Saltamil, S-A-L-A-T-H-I-E-L, his son, Mahiram, M-A-L-C-H-I-R-A-M, also, Peladiah, P-E-D-I-A-H, and Shinar, S-H-E-N-A-Z-A-R, Jeconiah, J-E-C-A-M-I-A-H, Hoshama, S-H-O-S-H-A-M-A, and Nebiah, N-E-D-A-H. These were the sons of Pediah, P-E-D-A-I-A-H, were Zerubbabel and Shemaiah, S-H-I-M-E-R, the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam, M-E-S-H-U-L-L-A-M, and Hananiah, the Shelomite, S-H-E-L-O-M-I-T-H, their sister, and Heshubah, H-A-S-H-U, B-A-H, and Ohel, that's spelled O-H-E-L, and Manakah, spelled B-E-R-E-C-H-I-A-H, and Hesada, H-A, S-A-D-I-A-H, just Heave, J-U-S-H-A-B, hyphen, H-E-S-E-D, 5, the sons of Hananiah, Pil, Atia, P-E-L-A-T-I-A-H, and Jeshua, J-E-S-A-I-A-H, the sons of R-E-P-H-A-I-A-H, I have 11 minutes left, Saints. I forgot where I was. in Hesheba, in the old hill, Ben Rich, and Hesha, Jashabed 5. I remember reading that. The sons of Hananiah, Peliah, and Josiah, the sons of Rehabna. Let me spell that name. R-E-T-H-A-I-A-H. The sons of Arnon, A-R-N-O-A-R-N-A-N. The sons of Obed, the sons of Shechaniah, S-H-E-C-H-A-N-I-A, the sons of Shechaniah, the Shemiah, the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, H-A-T-T-U-S-H, and Igael, I-G-A-E-L, and Barach, B-A-R-I-A-H, the sons of Nera, N-E-R-A-I-A-H, and Shophat 6, S-H-A-P-H-A-T 6, and the sons of Nera, O-Nia, E-L-I, O-E-N-I-A, and Hezekiah, and Ezra, A-Z-R-I-K-A-M, 3, the sons of Elomiah were, these sons were, Elomiah is still E-L-I-O-E-N-A-I, were Hodiah, H-O-D-A-I-A-H, and Elisha, Heb, E-L-I-A-S-H-I-B, and Peliah, P-E-L-A-I-A-H, and Akua, let me spell it for you, A-K-K-U-B, and Jonathan, and Deliah, and Asaniah, 7. So, that takes us to chapter 4. Remember, I have said to you, sheep, that a lot of these names I do not know how to pronounce, but I want you to at least hear them so that you will have some type of remembrance. I have not received any calls yet, but that's okay. That's fine with me. And I hope it's fine with our Heavenly Father, because He told me to do this, feed His sheep. And I'm thinking that feed His sheep means to read to His sheep so you can get an idea of what's in the Bible. So many of you people, I'm talking about white people, read Jeremiah. I want, what is it, 16 and 19? Let me find out right now. It's where your fathers have lied to you. And I'm trying to tell you the truth. Let me find it. I cannot find it right now. I'm looking for it. I should not be looking for it, but I am. I want you all to know what it says. 971. I'm still looking, see. Be there shortly where you've seen. It is Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19, where it says, O Lord, my strength, my fortress, and my refuge in the days of affliction. The Gentiles should come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely your fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. So I am saying that many of you people, and I should say white people, have inherited lies. And you say what's in the Bible, your opinion. I realize that I may not be the best reader for you all, but I'm doing what my Father in heaven has told me to do. Listen, sheep, I want you to read First Chronicles chapter 4. So when I come back to you, see, this Friday, you will know what I'm talking about. You have some idea as to what I am talking about. Let's have a closing word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, thank you for your protection day in and day out from the evil one who has many names like the devil or Satan or Lucifer. Thank you for your protection from him. I also thank you, Father, for giving us money so that we can keep ourselves. Thank you very much. The lady just came on and told me that I have 90 seconds. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Sheep, I want you to know that in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I should be back with you this Friday. I want you to remember that God loves you, and so do I. I ask you to go and purchase this book, this song by my nephew who produced it. He and his college friend produced it.
Father,
I lift it up. I want you to
help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another.
A lot of money.
That heaven might find a place in their heart. He won't let you down, and I know he loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Jesus.